You're listening to the Great Coaches Podcast.
Hi everyone, Paul here, and just a quick message from me to let you know that if you are looking to improve the performance of your team, no matter whether it is a work, sporting or community one, then we've developed some tools to help. On the website, you will find our Thriving Teams Diagnostic, which uses insights from the more than 200 great coaches we have interviewed to challenge you with a series of questions to help you understand how your team is performing. It's free and only takes a few minutes to complete. If you'd like to know more, you can check out our website, thegreatcoachespodcast.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to the Lessons from the Great Coaches podcast.
I've learned that you don't do it alone.
You learn so many different things from so many different coaches.
That's an elite learning environment.
Failure is not a problem. How you deal with it is a problem.
How to be resilient.
How important it is to infuse joy in the process of learning.
To be a good coach, you've got to give more than you take.
What an interesting life it is to be a leader.
My name is Paul Barnett, and you are listening to the Great Coaches Podcast, where we explore leadership through the lens of high-performance sport by interviewing great coaches from around the world to try and find ideas to help all of us be better leaders. As the podcast has grown, the great coaches we have interviewed have shared so much insight and wisdom that we decided to create episodes dedicated entirely to the ideas that have resonated with us the most. Today's episode is on the topic of skills, and it features audio quotes from a wide selection of coaches that we have interviewed from around the world.
The Lessons from the Great Coaches Podcast.
There are times when I become despondent about climate change and the anxiety it causes my children. But then I remind myself that there was only 66 years between the Wright brothers' first flight in their plane, the Wright Flyer, and Neil Armstrong's famous step onto the moon. And technology today runs in ever faster spirals. So hopefully the new technologies being deployed today will lead to better solutions tomorrow. I was reading about Wilbur Wright recently, and there was a quote attributed to him where he said, "It is possible to fly without motors, but not without knowledge and skill." And it got me thinking about skills and what the great coaches have to say about them when it comes to individual and team dynamics. The first example comes from Olympic gold medal rugby sevens coach Tim Walsh, who talked to us about a skills matrix and how he used it to build a team that was able to complement each other.
That vision around what we thought was going to win a gold medal. And then, so we had the vision, and then it was like, okay, how are we going to get all those players together? So basically had to do a skill matrix. So what was the competitive advantage going to be? And then what style of play that looked like, and then what we needed for that, or what attributes we needed for the players, both mentally and physically. So basically a skill matrix and a squad balance of all the different factors that would give us the outcome of that desired vision for that team. So skill matrix, and then so whether it be speed from the athletic track like Ilya Green, aerial skills from basketball or Chloe Dalton, the vision and passing and awareness from touch players, the contact skills and power running of a rugby league or rugby union player. So all that is, a skill matrix, and then going, right, we need a certain number of these, The way that we're going to play is going to be this way. So we're going to need a lot of girls that have had the skill attributes already that were that they gathered from touch football around awareness and ability to pass left and right at a high level and make decisions.
Sally Ann Briggs coaches cricket in the Women's National League in Australia. She builds on this idea of Tim's by talking about the importance of understanding your strength and then working to make it a super strength.
I think it's really important that everyone in our team understands what their strengths are and therefore makes them super strengths. And then that goes to another example with fielding. Like, you've got to be able to execute at least two positions, because in T20 cricket, and if we've got a left and right hander in and we've got time constraints, we can't afford you to be letting our team down or hurting our team because you're in a position that you're not familiar with. And therefore, it was just about raising the expectations of what players' roles were.
This focus on strengths versus weaknesses has been a common theme in many interviews. And here, the iconic Eddie Jones reflects on how this has changed over his journey as a coach.
I reckon the big change in coaching now is that probably when I first came into coaching, I always wanted to fix players' weak areas. I always wanted to improve their weak areas. And now I would almost entirely focus on their strengths, of how can I make that strength better. And it's the big thing, I reckon, in terms of coaching for any player, because all the players you coach, they generally want to be better. And if they don't want to be better, you don't want them. Is getting a picture in their head of where what they can be, and then helping them find the way to get there.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
But it's not a natural change. There is still a part of coaches that wants to look at what someone can't do rather than what they can do. Damien Hardwick talked to us about the authentic leadership course he went on at Harvard to learn this, and how this helped him be a better leader and ultimately lead his team to 3 premierships.
I think what tends to happen with coaching, and this is just a natural, not even in coaching, it's just in life in general, instead of looking at the glass half full, we always look at it as half empty. I was always looking at what players, not always, but I'd probably tend to look at what a player couldn't do instead of what a player could do. And then what I started to find out, well, listen, if we started after that, the course that I did looking at the strengths of myself, but my team and my players, if I started to look at, well, what they could do, what I could then offset that, obviously, they're going to have some areas like me that they weren't as strong as. I could complement.
The best performers in the world are able to separate their performance from the result. According to World Cup winning cricket coach Gary Kirsten, they are able to manage the anxiety gap that comes from underperformance by having an appreciation for their skills and what they are capable of.
My approach as a leader is always, I think the best performers in the world are able to separate the result from the actual show that they're putting on, which is the performance. When they're in the show, they're in the show. They're not in the result. And I think a lot of anxiety and expectation, the anxiety gap, comes from joining the performance with the results. So in other words, what you're doing in that moment of theater is matched up to whether you're going to win or lose. And I think that's where a lot of athletes don't reach their full potential, because they start to fear what that result might be. And then it plays out in the theatre. Certainly the great sportsmen that I've worked with, cricketers that I've worked with, when they're in the theatre, they're in the theatre. They're there to put on a show, okay? And whatever happens, happens. And they don't actually really care what happens. More times than not, your real high performers, they kind of know that they're going to win more than they're going to lose because they're flipping talented. And what they've realized is that if I can really express my talent to its full degree, I'm more times than not better than others. And if they don't succeed on the day, they don't really care because they know that they're going to come back and they're going to win the next time. So they're kind of able to separate that out. When they're on show, they're delivering on their skills.
But many of us do not fall into the group of world-class performers that Gary talks about. It is far more likely that we will experience the anxiety that comes from performing below ours and the team's expectations. To balance this pressure out, baseball coach John Deeble echoes the words of John D. Rockefeller, who famously said, "The secret of success is to do the common thing uncommonly well."
And Keith, I always say, the other thing is, let's get the fundamentals right. I often talk to coaches when I was with the national team, the junior coaches, they'd have 27 different plays. I keep saying, guys, why? Let's do three really good. And that's, you know, in professional baseball, that's what happens too. I'm a big believer if you've got the basic fundamentals down, when things aren't going well, you're not going to fall very far because you've got the basics. And I say that a lot.
As the coach, your job is to help people understand their strengths in the context of the team and balance the effort they put into improving them versus focusing on their weaknesses. Here is English cricket coach Peter Moores to explain this.
So caring and critiquing somebody, you want them to get better, you see the fault, and you find yourself, if you're not careful, forever talking about what's wrong and not what's right. So you focus on weaknesses rather than strengths. Well, again, you come to the great coaching for me, you have to help people identify. To become a really good player, you're going to have identified your point of difference, the area where you can maximise. So all professional or elite sport is normally based on how well you play, but also how badly you make somebody else play. And often you make somebody play worse because they see how good you are at something, not how poor you are at something. So the coaching should reflect that. So it's sort of a bit of a buzzword in coaching. Now they call it super strengths or whatever. For me, I've always looked at it really that you have to spot a weakness and help the player recognize if that weakness is at a point where it's below a threshold, so it's going to be exposed and make them fail, then that has to be improved to the point where you can't see it anymore.
We hope you enjoyed our episode on skills and found one or two things that you can bring to your own dinner table, locker room, or boardroom table for discussion. The key lessons I have taken away from our interview guest on the topic of skills are to use a skills matrix to understand the breadth of skills you have across the team, to focus on strengths and how you can make them better, to help athletes separate their performance from the result, and to manage the anxiety gap. And use training to help the team execute the fundamentals in an uncommonly good way. Here at the Great Coaches Podcast, we are always trying to learn. So please let us know if you have any feedback. Just like Peter Dovey, who said, "So much insight and good ideas for the community coach in these podcasts." Thanks, Peter. The interaction with people around the world who listen gives us great energy. And so if you have any feedback or comments, please let us know. And all the details on how to connect with us are in the show notes or on our website, thegreatcoachespodcast.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.